Really praise God for this last week and seeing how much these children really love being here for that.
我实在要为过去的这个礼拜再一次向神献上感谢跟称颂。
How was everyone this morning? Good? Good. All right, I'm glad you're here.
欢迎各位来到我们当中。
You know, earlier this year, I was thinking about this pile of wood that I had that was ready for the trash.
今年年初的时候, 我在想我们家有一堆没有用的木头, 我正要把它丢到, 垃圾。
These were scrap pieces that probably should have just been burned or thrown away.
也许我就把它烧掉, 或者把它们扔掉。
And yet some of you know that although I'm not a carpenter,
你们当中有的人知道, 虽然我不是一个, 专业的木匠,
I love to work with wood.
但是我喜欢, 玩,
I love the, yeah, 玩木头, yeah, I love the smell of wood.
我喜欢, 木头的味道,
so I like to build things out of wood.
然后我可以, 我也喜欢把这种, 木头, 木, 做成各式各样的东西。
So for 玩木头, what she means is I like to cut wood.
所以玩木头的意思就是说, 我会把大的木头需要, 切成, 需要砍成小段。
I like to sand the wood.
我需要给他们磨砂。
I like to stain the wood.
我需要给他们着色, 上色。
And so I took a few of these pieces that were meant for the trash.
所以我就把那些本来是想把他们, 扔掉的, 木头,
and I built something with it.
我就想把他们, 做成, 一些东西。
I put the wood together.
我就把这些木头放在一块儿,
and I sanded and stained it.
我就给, 给他们, 磨, 然后给他们上色。
And then I painted my one of my favorite verses on it.
然后我就把我喜欢的, 一句经文, 刻在上面, 用油漆这样涂在上面。
And beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
当然, 情人眼中出西施, 所以, 我们看,
I think, yeah.
所以我们对喜欢的, 人或东西, 我们都觉得很美。
So I think it looks okay.
所以对我来说, 我觉得他们挺漂亮的。
Some people maybe not.
也许对某些人来说, 他们并不那么好看。
But you know what? This morning,
今天早上,
I know someone who takes trash and turns it into beautiful treasure.
我认识有一个人, 他可以化腐朽为神奇。
Someone who takes things that ought to be thrown away,
有一个人, 他把, 本来该废弃的东西,
and turns it into something special.
把它变成一个很特别的, 与众不同的东西。
Takes it and makes it into something that has purpose.
把它拿来, 把它, 变为一个, 有特殊的目的跟价值的东西。
And takes trash and turns it into something beautiful.
换句话说, 就是把, 把该放在, 垃圾堆里的东西,
and,
把废物变成, 特别的东西。
And today, I want to talk about that person.
今天我要谈的就是那个人。
I want to talk about that someone.
我要谈的就是那个, 某个人。
But we're going to learn about that someone by looking at the trash.
我们要, 要认识这个人, 要从他身上学习到的, 是我们先看看, 这个废物或者垃圾。
We'll be studying a character this morning.
我们今天要, 看一位圣经人物。
That to most of us, we would consider that person trash.
对我们当中很多人来说, 我们会把这个人当作, 看作是社会上的一个渣子。
But we're going to see what that someone did with this piece of trash.
但是我们等一下就会看到, 那个人, 其实变成一个很值得宝贵, 珍贵的东西。
So if you would, turn your Bibles open to the book of Joshua, 所以请各位翻到约书亚记第二章。 Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章。
And because we're preaching through a narrative, we won't be able to cover all the verses. Otherwise, that'll be 15 minutes of just reading.
因为我们要讲的是一段叙述的文字，讲一个故事，所以我们没有法子每一节都仔细的查考，否则我们就没有时间了。仔细的读，那否则我们会没有时间。But
just turn your Bibles open to it.
所以请你翻到约书亚记第二章。And
you'll follow along as I preach through the text.
请你自己看，我现在就要讲这段经文。
And we'll start with a word of prayer.
我们先做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父, 我们谢谢你。
But we thank you first for who you are.
我们首先要谢谢你是为着你是一位怎么样的神, 我们感谢。
Because you are that someone.
你就是我刚刚提到的那一位。
You take what people may consider as trash or rubble.
人当作是废物。 在你会把这个废物变成宝贝。
And you can see the beauty in that trash.
因为你可以在这些表面看来是个废物没有价值的东西身上看到美。
And you have a track record of turning people who are not worth much into something with great significance.
你也一而再，再而三的让我们看到，你把一个人看为毫无价值的人，会变成一个宝贵宝贝。
I pray, Lord, this morning that if we are willing to listen, that you would speak to us.
我们盼望今天早上我们在座的有耳要听的，你就会对那些人发声说话。
So soften our hearts so that we may hear your voice.
所以求主先软化我们的心，让我们才能听得见你对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. In this particular place in God's Word,
在我们要念的这段经文里头,
this is here, the book of Joshua.
我们看的是约书亚记。
Israel's leader, Moses, had just died.
以色列的领袖摩西刚刚死了。And
this is now Israel's new leader, Joshua.
约书亚是以色列人的新领袖。And
here they are.
他们现在在这儿。They
are finally about to enter what's called the promised land for them.
他们是在要进入所谓的
And this land is called the land of Canaan, the promised land.
这个地方叫迦南, 就是, 也叫应许之地。
But right in the first few chapters of Joshua,
但是在约书亚记的头几章,
there's a very unusual story.
有一个很不寻常的故事。
It's a very important story.
但是也是一个很重要的故事。
Because it's important what happened there.
因为发生在这里的一切很重要,
but it's unusual.
但是同时也不寻常,
because the book of Joshua is very exciting.
约书亚记是一个让人兴奋的,
and it talks about how
一卷书,
the people of God are going to conquer this land.
告诉我们神怎么样要带领以色列人征服迦南,
but for a whole chapter,
但是有一整章,
it's dedicated to written about this one person.
有一整章是专门描写一个人。
How God took this person who many of us would consider trash, and he turned her into something beautiful and with purpose.
神把这个人看作是没有价值的、毫无价值的东西，把它变成宝贝。
This person is a woman by the name of Rahab.
这个人, 她的名字叫拉合。
And almost every time her name is mentioned in the Bible, it will tell us her occupation.
每一次圣经提到 拉合的时候，也一定会连带的提到他的职业。
Every time the Bible speaks of her name, almost every time,
几乎每一次圣经里头提到拉合，
it will say Rahab, it will say 会说，
就会说
Rahab,
拉合
what the prostitute,
妓女
Rahab the prostitute,
那个名叫拉合的妓女。
The one who would give her body, sell her body to many men for money.
妓女就是出卖肉体的人。
And prostitution is not something that we readily talk about here.
当然，这个嫖妓或当妓女这件事情，我们不常公开的说。
In fact, most of us would consider this occupation pretty disgusting.
也许在座的很多人一想到这个就会觉得很恶心。
We would consider a prostitute worthless.
我们会认为妓女是个一点价值都没有。
A piece of trash.
是等于是一个废物，一个垃圾。
But like I said.
但是就像我刚说的。
God is a God who takes someone from the trash pile.And turns it into something beautiful and with purpose.
就像我刚刚说的，神是一位化腐朽为神奇的神。
And I can't think of anyone better who illustrates God's love in this way than Rahab.
我在圣经里头找不到另外一个例子，更足以描写神在这件事情上的爱。
God gives a picture of someone who everyone would have given up on.
神给我们一个图画，就是一个大家都会人都会放弃的人。
But he didn't.
神并不放弃。
You see, Rahab lived in this city called Jericho.
拉合所住的城市叫耶利哥。
And Jericho was one of the most illustrious cities of its time.
耶利哥城在当时是一个非常引人注目的
And Jericho,
的城
I'm sorry. And Jericho was part of the land that God promised to his people.
耶利哥是位在神所应许给以色列人的那片土地上。
It was a land flowing with what? Milk and honey.
圣经上描述耶利哥是迦南是流奶与蜜之地。
So it is a prosperous city.
所以耶利哥是一个很繁荣的城市。
But we all know what happens when people start to prosper, right?
但是我们都知道，当一个人他在物质上越来越富足的时候会怎么样？也许也发生在你身上
，or people that you've seen，
或者你认识的某些人身上。
When you start to come unto prosperity，
当你在物质上越来越富足的时候
，sometimes
有的时候
，you start to develop more and more cravings，
你就会对很多事情这个欲望就越来越强烈。
And those cravings will include carnal desires.
那么这些所谓的欲望可能包括一些声色之乐。
In other words, Jericho was one of those cities.
换句话说耶利哥就是那样的一座城市。
It was a wicked city.
它是一个罪恶之城。
There was too much money.
因为太有钱了。
So with money, there's corruption.
伴随着而来的就是腐败。
There's greed.
贪婪。
There was a lot of sexual immorality there.
有很多色情。
There's a lot of idolatry.
或者是奸淫。
And in Joshua 2, we see
在约书亚记第二章我们可以看见
that Rahab's house was built into the city wall.
拉合的房子是盖在这个是在坐落在那个城墙的旁边。
Like she was a permanent fixture of the city.
就好像那个房子好像是耶利哥城的一个永远存在的一部分一样。
Her house was built in the wall.
因为她的房子是就盖在这个城墙上。
And we know that her window faced outside of the wall.
我们也知道她的房子的窗户是往外开的。
And why is that good for her?
那么这个对她有什么好处呢？
Because as we all know, there's men, businessmen coming in and out of the city.
因为我们都知道，在这个城里头有很多生意人，常常来来往往。
And men, after they do their business for the day, they go to the red light district.
那么，这些人，他们白天忙他们的工作，做生意，做买卖，他们晚上呢，就到所谓的风化区去。
And she would be sitting in her window.
然后那个时候，这个妓女就会坐在她的窗边。
Waving her hands at the men.
就像那些男人招手。
Putting a lot of perfume on so they could smell it.
而且她身上很香，大家都闻得到。
Come on in, men.
进来吧。
That's where Rahab would be.
这就是拉合那个时候就会这么做。
Rahab the prostitute.
拉合那个妓女。
A fixture of this wicked city.
是这个罪恶之城的一个永远附着的一部分。
Now Joshua had sent. They know that God has given them this land.
约书亚说，以色列人知道。神已经给应许给他们迦南地。
Is like the gateway into the land of Canaan.
那么耶利哥城等于是迦南地的门户。
So Joshua said we need to figure out this city to attack it.
所以约书亚就说我们要进入迦南地，我们首先必须攻占这个城。
So we're going to send in two spies to look at the city.
所以这个约书亚他就先打发两个人去窥探迦南地。
And these two spies ended up where? At Rahab's house.
那么这两个被差遣出去的探子，他们就到了这个拉合的家里。
And in the first five verses of chapter 2,
第二章的头五节，
somehow word got to the king.
那么不知怎么的，那个王就知道了。
The king heard that the two spies had come into the city.
这个王听说有两个探子来到这个城里。
And what we see is that as they came into Rahab's house, she hid them and protected them.
我们在这段经文里头看到，这两个探子进入拉合的家里，拉合就把他们收留在家里，而且保护他们。
She covered them.
她庇护他们。
So that when the men of the king came,
所以当这个耶利哥王的所差遣的人来到的时候，
and they said, where are those two spies? We know they came into your house.
他们就问拉合，那两个探子在哪？我们知道他们藏在你家里。
What did she say?
他怎么说呢？我不知道。
Well, she would say, that's the way that the English youth would say, I don't know. 英文的年轻弟兄姐妹会这样子说，我不知道。She said, I don't know.
我不知道。
Yeah, they came.
他们来了。
But they left the city, she told them.
他们是来过，但是他们现在已经离开了。
And you should go after them.
所以你应该去找他们。
So she lied.
所以他说谎。
And let's be clear.
所以我要跟各位说清楚。
Lying is wrong.
说谎是不对的。
God is not pleased with lying.
说谎不讨神的喜
悦。It's certainly a sin.
说谎是一种罪。
But that's what you do when you don't know God.
但是在你不认识神以前，你会说谎。
If you don't know God, you sin.
因为如果你不认识神，你就会犯罪。
You live in sin.
因为你活在罪中。
And the Bible tells us that all of us have this sin problem.
圣经告诉我们，世上每一个人都有这个罪的问题。
Not that this lie is excusable.
所以我不是说拉合说谎是可以原谅的。
But she's a prostitute.
但是呢说到底，她是个妓女。
And she grew up in a city, a nation who did not know God.
她活在一个不认识神的 城市里头，一个国家里头。
So of course she lies.
所以当然她会说谎。
But there's two points.
但是我要提出两点。
She doesn't know that lying is wrong.
首先她并不知道说谎是不
对的。And two, listen to this.
第二点，请注意听。
Rahab chose to do what was technically a sin for a righteous reason.
拉合选择做一个从技术的层面来说是说谎是罪，对不对？但是他为了一个正当的理由。
Oh, very good translator. That's good, right?
How do you know?
I think I can understand that, right? She took them in and hid these two spies.
他把这两个探子接到藏在家里。
And when the soldiers had left, she sent the soldiers away.
当这两个人走了以后。
No, no, no,
Yeah.
军人，
那个军人走的时候以后，他就
safe，
他们就把他就把这藏起来，放在一个安全的地方。
Okay, yes. When they left, 就安全了。他们走的时候就安全了。
对，他们走了就安全了。
And she came up to the roof.
然后他就到屋顶上。
And here's what she told them.
他就对这两个探子说
，I have heard about what the Lord your God is doing.
我听见你的耶和华神所做的事。
I have heard and I believe.
我听见了，而且我相信。
She believed.
她相信。
So she gave them protection.
所以她保护他们。
Why?
为什么？
Why did she take them in?
为什么她把他们藏在自己的家里？
Look at verse 9 and 10.
我们看第九节、第十节。
And she said to the men,
她对那两个人说
I know that the Lord has given you the land.
我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们。
And the fear of you has fallen upon us.
因为因你们的缘故我们都惊慌了。
And that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you.
这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化。
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea.
因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了。
And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan.
并且你们怎样待约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西红。
In other words,
换句话说
she was saying,
她是在说
I've heard about you guys.
我听见你们的事情。
I know what's been happening with you guys.
我知道曾经有什么事情在你们
中间。That God is with you guys.
我知道你的神与你们同在。
Everybody knows that he parted the Red Sea for you.
每一个人都听见他为你们让。
The kings of your enemies, he gave them to you.
他帮助你们打败你们的敌人。
I've heard about your God.
我听见有关你的神的事。
And I believe.
我相信。
That's why she took them in.
这就是为什么她决定把他们藏在自己的家里。
And that's the first point that we need to remember this morning.
所以我们今天早上要记住，这是第一点，我们要记住。
That Rahab heard about the word about the Lord. And she believed.
拉合听见有关耶和华神的事情她相信。
She heard about the word of the Lord and she believed.
她听见耶和华神的事情而且她相信。
How many of us have heard about God?
我们当中有多少人听见过神的事。
And that if we're honest with ourselves,
如果我们够诚实的话
we believe that we have sinned.
我们相信我们的确犯过罪。
And that we can't stand before a God with sin in our life.
我们能够在我们这个带罪之身，我们在神面前站立得住吗？
If we're honest, we know we have a problem with sin.
如果我们够诚实的话，我们知道自己的确有罪的问题。
And we've heard that God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for our sins.
我们也听见过神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And some of us have heard this over and over again.
而且我们当中有些人听这个已经听了好几次了。
That God loved us and demonstrated His love this way.
神爱世人，而且神用赐下独生子这个方式来让世人看见他对世人的爱。
We've heard this message over and over.
这样的信息我们听过很多次。
But some of us have yet to say.Yes, I believe.
但是我们当中还是有些人还没有说我听见了我相信。
Some of us can't take that final step and say, you know, I've heard about the Lord and yes, I believe.
我们当中有些人还没有能够迈出那最后一步，就是我听见耶和华神的事，而且我相信。
So what I wanted you to see about Rahab,
所以我今天要请各位看看拉合这个人。
Was that she heard the word about the Lord?
她听见。
And she believed.
她听见耶和华神的事，而且她相信了。
How long will some of you continue to be a bystander?
所以你们当中有多少人还要继续做个旁观者？
You are watching other people believe.
你看见你在看别的人相信。
You are watching other people's life change.
你在旁边看别的人他们的生命。
You are watching other people experience God and testify about it.
你在旁边看别人的生命改变为神做见证。
But friend,
但是朋友们
do not delay.
别再拖延，别再单言了。
Do not stop watching other people.
不再就做一个旁观者看别人。
Hear the word about the Lord today and put your faith in Him.
你今天就要听见神的事，而且要相信他。
Hear the word about the Lord and believe.
你要好好的聆听有关神的事，而且你要信。
And that leads to our second point this morning.
所以这就我们现在就来到今天早上我要跟各位分享的第二点。
I want you to look at how remarkable her faith is.
我要各位注意她的这个妓女拉合的信心是如何的不寻常。
She believed when everyone around her did not.
虽然她周遭的人都不信，她还是信了。
That's the remarkable faith of this woman.
这是一个很值得提出来的引人注意的不寻常的信心。
Remember, this was Rahab the what? The prostitute.
我们要记得拉合这是一个妓女拉合。
Now, I don't know how someone becomes a prostitute.
我不知道为什么一个人会变成妓女。
But I can say for...Pretty good certain. Does that make sense? I could say pretty sure.
但是我可以几乎很确定的说
that little girls. I have two little girls at home. Little girls don't dream of saying, "I wanna become a prostitute one day."
我家里有小女孩，小女孩们大概几乎绝对不会。小的时候就梦想要做一个妓女，对不对？
We don't know if she grew up in a loving family.
我们不知道拉合是不是成长在一个充满爱的环境。
But we know for certain that she did not grow up in a God-fearing family.
但是我们可以很肯定的说，她的家庭，她所生长的家庭不是一个敬畏神的家庭。
She did not have parents who put their faith in God.
她的父母，她没有一个信神的父母。
They did not come to church on the weekends.
他们没有周末的时候，礼拜六、礼拜天到教会来。
They didn't worship God together.
全家没有在一起敬拜。
They didn't have a Bible at home.
他们家里没有一本圣经。
They don't have a Bible on their phone. Where my phone is.
他们在手机上没有圣经。
But listen to this.
但是好。
She was the first one in her family to believe.
她是她家中第一位信主的人。
The first one.
第一个。
She was actually the first one in the whole nation to be saved by God's grace.
事实上，她是在她的国中第一个信主的人。
And so I want to make this point to you.
所以我要强调这一点。
I want you to see God's amazing grace.
我要你注意到神奇异的恩典，奇异的爱。
It's God's grace that allows us to believe.
我们之所以信，完全是因为神的恩典。
God's grace allows us to feel the warmth of His light.
我们之所以信，是因为神的恩典让我们能够感觉到神的爱的温暖。
But two, I also wanted you to see the remarkable faith of Rahab.
第二点，我也要请各位特别注意。拉合本人的不寻常的信心。
She had a courageous faith.
她有一个充满她的信心是充满胆量，充满勇气。
That the power of God came upon her life.
当神的能力降临到她生活中的时候。
Put her faith in God.
她就信了神。
The first in her family.
她是她家中第一个信神的人。
She was like a lone flower in a desert.
他就好像是沙漠中孤孤单单孤零零的开着的一朵小花。
And I often come across brothers and sisters, even at our church, who are the first in your family to believe.
我常常会碰到，甚至就在我们教会里头，是弟兄姐妹，他们是他们家中第一位信神的人。
And sometimes when I pray for you,
有的时候当我为你们做祷告的时候
I feel a great sympathy for those lone flowers.
我对那朵孤零零的小花长在沙漠上的孤零零的小花充满了同情。
I could only imagine how much you have to put up with.
我只能我没有切身的体验但是我只能想象你是多么的孤单。
Because I know that your family is probably against you.
因为我知道你的家人可能对你的信仰有抵挡，有抗拒。
You have a tremendous cross to bear.
你有一个很沉重的十字架需要背着。
You're not like a flower growing in a bed of flowers with shade.
你不是像那些生长在有遮阴的那个一片花圃中的小花。
Like a Christian growing up in a nice Christian family.
就好像这就好像一个人生长在一个基督徒家庭。
You are a flower, as Spurgeon says, trying to grow in one of the harshest, coldest environments.
你就像斯布珍说的，你就像那个在严冬在隆冬之际想要生长抵抗寒冷的那朵花一样。
But you are not alone.
但是你要记住，你不是孤零零的一个人。
You have one another. You have this church.
你因为你有这个教会，你有弟兄姐妹。
And you have our God.
你有我们的神。
And I've noticed that many of those lone flowers.
我注意到我们当中有很多孤单孤零零的小花。
They tend to be end up becoming some of the most mature in their faith.
他们最终却变却是一个我们当中最坚强最有最坚强的信心的信徒。
This is Rahab.
这就是拉合。
She lived a life of sin and darkness.
她生活在罪恶跟黑暗当中。
She lived in a family that's in the darkness.
她生活在一个在黑暗中生活的家庭里。
But when the light of God shined upon her,
但是神的光一旦照耀着她的时候
she believed.
她就马上相信了。
And she became a blessing to her family.
接着她就变成她全家人的祝福。
That's our second point this morning.
这就是我今天要谈的第二点。
Now I want you to turn your attention to the last point we'll see in the life of Rahab.
我现在要 请各位注意到我们今天要谈的最后一点，我们看拉合的整个生活生命有什么改变。
I want to talk about how her life changed.
我要谈的是她的生命如何改变。
How when you believe,
当你信之后
you will act.
你就会把你的信仰付诸行动。
That's genuine faith.
这才是真诚无伪的信心。
So our third point is,
所以我的第三点是
that Rahab believed,
拉合信了
she acted,
她行
and she experienced God's salvation and covering.
她经历了神的拯救与庇护。
You see, when those two spies came into the city of Jericho,
我们看到当这两个探子从来到加利哥耶利哥的时候
she took them in because she believed.
她把他们藏在自己的家里，因为她相信。
She hid them to give them covering.
她保护他们。她把他们藏起来，保护他们。
And she gave them this covering. How do you say that?
她给他们庇护。
Okay. And so what I want you to know is this.
所以我要你知道的是这个。
Whenever we see genuine faith,
当我们每一次我们碰到一个真诚无伪的信心。
We see a faith that works.
我们就连带的一定会看到这个信心所带来的果效。
We see a faith that acts.
我们换句话说，我们会看到一个有行为、有行动的信心。
Because you got to think about this.
我们想一想。
She took them in at great risk.
她其实是冒着很大的危险，把他们藏在家里。
If she was caught,
如果她被逮住了
She would be considered a traitor to her country.
在她的国家里头，在她的同胞的眼中，她是一个卖国贼。
But because she believed,
但是因为她信这位神
she wanted to do what's right.
她就决定做对的事。
And she's willing to take the risk.
她愿意冒这个险
to do what's right.
做该做的事。
When Scripture talks about genuine faith,
当圣经提到真诚无伪的信心的时
候 there's a book in the Bible called the Book of James.
有一卷书叫雅各书
And when it talks about genuine faith,
这个当他提到这个无伪的信心的时候
guess whose name is mentioned?
请你们猜一猜，这卷书里头提到谁的名字
Rahab.
拉合
And not just Rahab.
不只是拉合。
Rahab the prostitute.
那个当妓女的拉合。
为什么你每次都要讲妓女？ Why do you always have to say prostitute behind her name?
为什么你老不放过她？为什么你一提到拉合，你就要提到她的职业呢？
Give her a break.
你能不能让她放她一马？
But this is demonstrating that her faith was genuine.
但是这正是为了要表明她的对神的信是真诚的，是无伪的。
Now I want you to see what happens.
我们看看到底发生了什么。
When the spies are now hidden,
这两个探子被藏起来了。
They're safe.
他们在一个安全的地方。
And she shows them the way out.
这个拉合就告诉他们怎么出去。
She says, before you guys leave, before you leave.
但是他说在你离开我这儿之前。
And she's smart.
他实在很聪明。
It's like she could be a Chinese businesswoman.
他可能可以他像一个很中国很精明干练的中国生意人。
女人。
女人。
Right?Because you know Chinese businesswomen, like they are sharp.
因为中国很多女的，她、
right?
们很精明。
Before they leave, she's like, I got to strike a deal with you.
因为在这两个探子离开以前，她就说我要跟你们谈笔交易。
What does she say?
她说什么
？Look at verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
She says, "Now then."
现在我既是
Please swear to me by the Lord.
求你 指着耶和华向我起誓。
That as I have dealt kindly with you,
就像我恩待你们一样。
You also will deal kindly with me and my father's house.
你也要恩待我父家。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
That you will save,
你得救活。
My father,
我的父母。
My mother,
我的爸爸妈妈,
my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
and all who belong to them,
和一切属他们的,
and cover us,
覆盖我们, 庇护我们,
deliver us from death,
拯救我们, 性命不死。
What she's saying here,
所以她实际上是在说,
I need to make a, you need to make a promise with me,
你要答, 你们要答应我。
And this word that she says,
他所说的那些话
And she says, I have dealt kindly with you.
我已经恩待你们了。
That word kindly is a very rich word in the Bible.
这个恩待被翻译成恩待这两个字在原文里头有很丰富的含义。
And those in my Sunday school class will appreciate this.
我的主日学班会喜欢这个。
That Hebrew word for kindly is the word hesed.
这个希伯来文的翻译成恩待的，它的希伯来文是
hesed, hesed, right? This word hesed often is translated loving kindness.
这个字希伯来文的字常常被翻译成有恩惠的爱
mercy
慈悲
or even here kindly
或者是恩惠恩有恩惠的
and what it means is
这个意思它指的是
a covenantal love
一种有一种契约式的爱
it's a legal binding agreement
是有一个法律上的保障的爱
Where God is making a promise,
当神对人应许人的时候
to say, I will love you.
我会爱你。
I promise to love you.
我答应我要会爱你。
I promise to protect you.
我答应我我会保护你。
I promise to save you.
我答应我答应你，我会拯救你。
And I promise to bless you.
我也应许你，我会祝福你。
The word hesed.
所以这个希伯来字 hesed
is God saying.
就是换句话说，就是神在说。
I am giving you my covering.
我给你庇护。
My covering.
我的庇护。
That's the word that Rahab uses here, kindly.
这就是拉合在这儿说恩待的意思。
I have given you hesed.
我给了你 hesed.
I have covered you.
我已经覆盖你了，我已经遮蔽你了。
Now you, God, must cover me.
那么现在你，神轮到你来，遮盖我，覆盖我。
She says, I want you to cover me.
我要你庇护我。
You cover me.
你覆盖庇护我。
My dad.
还有我的父母。
My mama.
我的爸爸妈妈。
My sisters.
我的姐妹。
My brothers.
我的兄弟。
And all their friends.
还有一切属他们的朋友。
See, she's like a Chinese businesswoman.
所以她的确是像一个精明干练的中国的生意人。
I want you, God, to cover us.
我要你。神庇护我们。
It's kind of like when it's raining outside.
就好像外头下着雨。
And you have an umbrella.
你没有雨伞。
你有一个雨伞。
你有一把雨伞。
The umbrella does not stop it from raining.
雨伞不会不能让雨停下来。
The umbrella stops it from raining on you.
雨伞的功能是让雨不临到你的身上。
Rahab says,
拉合说
I know it's coming down.
我知道这个灾祸就要来临。
I believe in God.
可是我信神。
I know it is going to come down on this city.
我知道这个灾祸就要降临这个城市了。
And I want to be under God's covering.
我要在神的庇护之下。
See that? That's God's covering.
这就是神的庇护。
And any Christian today,
任何一位基督徒
you're covered.
你被已经被神庇护了。
You're covered by the New Testament in Jesus' death.
你被庇护的是通过主耶稣基督的死他与世人所立的新约
and anyone today
今天任何一个人
who says I want to be under that covering
如果你说我就要在那样的一个庇护之下
because I believe the words about the Lord
因为我信神的话
I believe that Jesus has died for me
我信主耶稣基督为我而死。
You can be under that covering too.
那么你也可以在这样的受这样的一个保护庇护。
You see, Rahab had a courageous faith.
我们所看见拉合的信心是一个充满胆识的信心。
But it was a simple faith.
但是也是一个很单纯的信心。
She just wanted to be covered.
她只是要被庇护。
She believed.
他相信了
And she said, I know that God is against all this evil.
他说我知道神不喜悦这种种的罪恶
This evil in this city.
这座城市里头的所有的各种
各样的 The evil in my heart.
我的心中的罪恶
And I know that I'm not worthy to be covered.
我知道我不配被神庇护
But when the wrath of God comes down,
但是当神的愤怒降临的时候
I want to be covered.
我要神的保护
I want this hesed love of God.
我要这种hesed 型的爱
And you will see in Joshua chapter 6
你在我们在约书亚记第六章就会这么看到
That the walls of the city began crashing down.
耶利哥城当开始就往下倒塌的时候
Can you imagine that? The walls of the entire city started crumbling and crashing down to the ground.
你想象得到吗？这个所有城这个城市的所有的城墙就开始往下塌陷
And I'm not sure if it was like dominoes, you just, you know.
我不知道是怎么倒塌的。
像 dominoes, 你会不会说 dominoes? 像那个你把骨牌你把它排好的时候会掉下来。I don't know, 是不是这样子 I'm not sure, but you can imagine the walls crumbling down.
所以我不知道这个倒塌是不是像那种骨牌效应一样这样一个连着一个倒但是反正它就倒塌了。
But then you can picture it in your mind, can't you?
但是你可以试试你脑子里头有这么一幅图画。
There's one house.
有一栋房子。
That was standing.
还屹立。
There was one house.
那是拉合的房子。
There's one house.
有一栋房子。不倒。
That was Rahab's house.
那是拉合的房子。
And inside that house.
在那个房子里头。
Was her daddy.
她的爸爸在哪儿。
Her mama.
她妈妈在哪儿。
Brothers.
他的兄弟在哪儿？他的姐妹在哪儿？
And all their friends.
还有所有他们的朋友。
They were covered.
因为他们受到庇护保护。
She was covered.
他被庇护了，保护了。
And that was the beginning of her new life.
而这也是他新生命的开始。
Because she was taken in by the Israelites.
因为她被带入以色列人当中。
And she was blessed.
她蒙福。
She was covered.
她被覆盖了，被神的。
You know who she married?
你知道最后她嫁给谁吗？
She married one of the leaders of Israel.
她的丈夫是以色列人的一个领袖。
She had a son.
他有一个儿子。
His name was Boaz.
他的名字叫波阿斯。
波阿斯。
波阿斯。
And I think. And Boaz married who? Ruth.
那波阿斯跟谁结婚呢？
Ruth.
跟路德。
And they had a son.
他们有个儿子。
Obed.
俄贝德。
And then Jesse.
还有耶西。
And who was the son of Jesse?
那么谁是耶西的儿子？
King David.
大卫。
And in this line, as it keeps going,
这个在这个家谱中一直往下传。
Was born Jesus Christ himself.
就有这个后裔有耶稣。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是非常美的一幅图画吗？
All because she believed.
而这一切都是因为她当初信了。
That's why in this other book in the New Testament called Hebrews,
这就是为什么在新约有一本书叫希伯来书。
There's a list of all the people with really great faith.
有一个信心伟人榜。
Chapter 11. You don't have to turn to it.
第十一章。
There's some great names in that list of people with faith.
榜上都是那些圣经里头很有信心的人，伟人。我们有亚伯拉罕。
You have Moses.
摩西。
You have David.
你有大卫。
And then you'll find the faith of who? Rahab.
然后在这个榜上你也会看到拉合的名字。
But it doesn't just say Rahab.
但是它并没有就说拉合。
What does it say? Rahab the prostitute.
妓女拉合。
Can you give a sister a break?
你难道就不能放过她一次吗？
Why do you have to always say prostitute when you breathe her name?
你怎么你每一次提到拉合你总是要加上妓女这两个字呢？
Because God wants you to know something.
因为神要我们知道一件事。
That it doesn't matter what you've done.
你做了什么不重要。
It doesn't matter what happened in your past.
你的过去是怎么样一个，你有过一个什么样的过往。
It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made.
你犯过多少错不重要。
It doesn't matter how many people have given up on you.
到底有多少人真的就把你放弃了也不重要。
God says,
神说
If you put your faith in me,
如果你信我
I will forgive you of all your sins.
我会饶恕你所有的过犯。
And I will take you under my covering.
我会把你庇护在我之下。
That's what matters.
这是唯一重要的。
It doesn't matter your past.
你的过往有过什么样的过往不重要。
It doesn't matter the mistakes you've made.
你犯过什么错不重要。
It matters that you believe and you follow.
重要的是你信，你跟随。
And you will have the salvation.
那么你就会得到神的救恩。
And you will have the covering.
你就会获得神的庇护。
Of the hesed of God.
就是神的 hesed.
Would you pray with me?
我们一起祷告。
Would you bow your heads?
请你低头。
And I want to ask you today.
今天我要问你。
If you have not fully put your faith and trust in Jesus.
如果你还没有完完全全的信
If you have heard this before,
如果你听过这个这件以前听过这个
But you've never made a decision,
但是你一直没有做决定
A decision to fully trust in him,
就是完全的信靠耶稣
And something's going on in your heart today,
可是现在呢你的内心有一点变化
Because todayIs the day.
因为今天就是那重要的一天。
Now is the time for me to put my trust in Jesus.
现在此刻就是我信靠耶稣的时候。
If that is you,
如果我刚刚所描述的就是现在你内心的想法。
And today you want to fully trust in Jesus.
今天你决定今天就完全的信靠耶稣。
Would you raise your hands?
请你举手。
Just raise your hand. Amen. I see that hand. Amen.
感谢主。
Now is the time.
现在此刻就是你
决定的时候。Is there anyone here today else?
还有没有别人
who knows
知道
that God is working on your heart?
神现在在你的心中动工。
And today,
今天
you want to be under the covering of God's love.
你要在神的爱的庇护之下。
Would you raise your hand?
如果这是你
Amen.
请你举手
Amen.
感谢主。
Amen, I see that hand. Amen. Even someone who has made as many mistakes as Rahab,
即使是像拉合那样犯过那么多的错
can be loved and forgiven,
还能够得到神的饶恕跟爱
and changed by the love of God.
而且他的生命被神能够被神所改变
She wanted to be under God's covering.
他要在神的庇护之下
And you want to be under God's covering too.
你也想要在神的保护之下
And I'll ask for anyone else who has not yet risen their hands.
如果你还没有举手是不是还有人要举手
One more time.
最后一次
Would you raise your hand?
请你举手
Amen.
感谢主
If you rose your hand, pray this with me.
如果你刚刚举了手，请你跟我做同样的这样的祷告。
Pray with me.
跟我做同样的祷告。
Repeat what I pray.
你在心里重复我要说的每一句话。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督。
I believe in you.
我信你。
I know that I'm a sinner.
我知道我是罪人。
I've made mistakes.
我犯过很多错。
I've sinned against you.
我得罪了你。
But I believe that you love me.
但是我相信你爱我。
You love this world so much.
你如此的爱世人。
That you sent your son, Jesus, to die for our sins.
以至于你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我死在十字架上。
Forgive me.
求你饶恕我的罪。
I want your covering over me.
我要你的庇护。
Cover me with the covering of your Son Jesus Christ.
用你的儿子主耶稣基督的宝血覆盖我。
I put my trust in you.
我信靠你。
Help me to follow you.
求主你帮助我跟随你。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for today.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天献上感谢。
Thank you for teaching us through the life of Rahab.
谢谢你借着押和教导我们。
Rahab the prostitute.
那位妓女押和拉合。
Who experienced your covering.
她经历了你的庇护跟保守。
Thank you, God, for your hesed love.
谢谢你这个 hesed 的爱。
Thank you for your love, your protection, your blessing.
谢谢我们为你的爱为你的保护为你的保守一切都献上感谢。
For all who call upon your name.
你把这些都给了那些呼求你的名的人。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.